What ho, sailor! You're listening to Theater of Delights, today's top audio stories, here in the Pleasure Zone. We now return to the drama at hand. Apprehended by the federal government, Marty, Tommy, and Marty's dad, whose name is Douglas, have all been secreted away into the Witness Protection Program. But to what end? This is Massachusetts Werewolves, Episode 3, Wolves of the Coast.
Did you ever think we'd be here, sitting at the bar at O'Malley's Bar and Grill in Gloucester? Just three werewolves who got away from a go-go life of crime and got into a row-row life of quiet fishing by the sea. All drink to that, son. All three of us will. From our Haven Guinness mugs that we hold in our very paws.
To the fucking sea.
To witness protection. May no soul ever learn our sacred names. Good one, Pop. I don't know what you're fucking talking about. That's not my name. My name's Domingo Raul. I'm a refugee from the Golden Coast of Venezuela.
And I'm Hasimbala Mawate. You piece of shit. Who cares?
Domingo Raul, that's who. And I'm Ricky from Natick, and I'm here pursuing my oceanography doctorate to be the first scientist to live full-time among kelp. But I can still call you Pop, Pop.
My people yearn for a free market, damn you.
Well, I better kick off soon, boys. Maureen's calling. Maureen, who is my wife the government gave me in exchange for all the information I knew about the Green Monster.
We all know who it is. We were there.
As part of our witness protection deal, after doing all the crime we were doing.
No me digas así, cabrón.
You two are just jealous. Because you weren't assigned a loving fisherman's wife who pines for you at the window every evening. Because the government thinks you're unlovable.
Oh, I'm unlovable. I could get any of the girls at this bar. I'm a sexy fisherman now. Look, I'm casually leaning on the bar stool so as to assess them like a sexual man.
What about that one across the room I'm pointing at very conspicuously?
Isn't that a symbol of... That's the girl from the last Duncan we knocked off.
Who are you talking to?
Your Hasimbala, pinche gringo. All right, I'm going to strut across the bar. I'm going to talk to her right now. Hey, cup of sugar. What's a cup of sugar like you doing outside of a coffee shop?
Me? I'm just having a drink alone at this table.
Let's say me and you have a drink right now. And I'll have some of that sugar to sip it down. Sugar as in you.
You know, normally I'd tell an aggressive stranger like you to go jump in the Charles River. But there's something just so familiar about you.
There is?
Yeah, something about you reminds me of the worst day of my life back in Boston. Before I left the city behind to start a fresh life as a seashell saleswoman.
Maybe I remind you of that sweet feeling you felt that day because of how you're fine sugar.
Ah, you're sweet. I'm Shailene. Let's shake hands.
Don't mind if I do, and now we're shaking them. I'm Ricky. I'm from Natick. I have a whole thorough backstory and everything.
Say, are you a sexy fisherman?
Just to pay the bills. I'm actually doing a whole doctorate regarding kelp and so forth.
That's so detailed. It really makes me lower my guard.
Let's say tomorrow you and me go to the Cheesecake Factory at the North Shore Mall in Peabody, only 29 minutes away.
Oh, look at that. The bar door slammed open, revealing a grim figure scowling in the dusk.
Captain O'Shanahan, what brings you to this rinky-dink watering hole?
That's right, Hasimbala. It's me. Jonathan O'Shanahan. the mature yet handsome captain of the Bertha's Dorset herself. I'm scowling right in the entryway where the door is.
What's with the long face, Captain?
Well, Domingo, thank you for using my title, but it appears it's time for our crew to head out once more to the unforgiving sea.
But, Captain, we just got back from our biggest haul yet.
I know that, Hasimbala, but the guy who owns the boat was quite rude to me while he was weighing the fish, and I can't take a slight like that lying down.
You possess a great honor, Captain.
But what of our women? I still have to hold my wife, Maureen, close. And Ricky here has clearly ensnared this random woman at the bar.
It's true, Captain. We're in love.
When you can weigh those women on a scale and count them as fish, we'll keep that in mind. Until then, it's time to go 1,000 miles out to sea.
Blast it all, Captain. You are, as the Venezuelan people like to say, one real piece of shite.
Another crack like that, Domingo, and I'll throw you in the brig.
Courses.
Now, is there going to be any more lip, or are you all going to get on this boat and wipe out entire communities of fish with our crazy fucking nets that we use?
Ricky, I thought we were going to the Cheesecake Factory.
Sorry, babe. When the sea calls, I always answer. Also, that wasn't clearly established before, so I'm going to do the fishing boat thing.
Here we are, the following morning, men, sailing on the ocean blue, and I'm standing by the big wheel while I yell things out the window at you on the deck. You finish that sail, Domingo?
Oi, Cap'n, 'tis hoisted as the day is long.
How looks the sea today, Ricky, since you're in our crow's nest, 40 feet in the air?
Let me raise this portable telescope to my eye. Looks good.
We'll keep boating, then. Boating into the blue.
I've got the reading from the radar, Captain. I'm right behind you looking at it, and it's booping and everything. Would you like to know the forecast anywhere in the world for the next 10 days?
No, thanks. I just asked a guy with a little telescope. But thank you, Hasimbala.
What?
I said thank you, Hasimbala.
Huh?
He's got it, Tommy. I'm still in the crow's nest.
Oh, right. Well, I'm off to swab the starboard bow, then.
Did you say Tommy?
No. Why are we headed this time, Cap? The usual fishing grounds for us.
Not this time, fellas. This time, we're going deep.
Deep, Captain.
Deep. Ricky, you're too far away for a conversation in the crow's nest. You have to come down.
I'm in the crow's nest.
That dirty Tom Longo who owns this ship here thinks I can't pull mackerel the way I used to. Says I'm past my sea prime. Well, we'll show him. We're going all the way out to Seaman's Stretch.
Seaman's Stretch, Cap'n? Is that not the part of the map inhabited entirely by hurricanes and nor'easters? If you pardon my saying, you'd have to be some kind of barato to go that far.
Sure, Seaman's Stretch may be home to windy nights, but it's also home to fishy delights. One good shift work in those waters, and we'll dredge enough salmon to feed the Kennedy family for all of Lent.
That's a lot of salmon. It's me, Ricky. I got tangled in the rope ladder, but I finally finished climbing down from the crow's nest.
You got that right, Ricky. Now, everyone rest up. Any minute now, we'll have an extended and vague amount of fishing to do. Here it is, boys! Seaman's Stretch! It's happening right now! We're already there!
Lower that net, Ricky! Ayah! You got it, Pop! I mean, Domingo!
Look how many sharks we've caught in our long lines!
Get them on deck, ye mariposa! It's me, Marty! Time to pull up the net! Wow, even more dead fish! To the point where it's crazy!
I'm the captain, and I'm hugging you with how relieved I am at the size of this massive haul. Aim true, Hasimbala. We're down to our last spear, and that killer whale is coming right for us.
Aim true, my blade.
You did it. You speared the whale directly in the brain, and it died.
Hooray!
Hooray! Hooray.
All right, crew. That's Seaman's Stretch. Haul that whale on board while we're still in international waters and cut it up fish-wise.
Fardad, Captain.
thick thrower symbol on.
Thank you, Marty. I threw with all the love I have for my wife, Maureen, who is my world.
Now wait one second.
Uh-oh.
You just called Ricky Marty.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
You're making that up.
It's probably the sea winds, Captain. Changing the sounds.
No, you've all been calling each other the wrong names this whole voyage. Now, I'm the captain of this awesome maritime slaughter, and I demand to know what's going on.
It's not a big deal, Captain.
I think it is, Ricky, if that's even your real name.
My name is Hasimbala, and I was born in the heart of the Ivory Coast.
You're the whitest Hasimbala I've ever seen.
No me digas!
And you're clearly an Irish guy.
What a blazes?
I want answers. I demand the captain's right to answers.
You're asking too many questions, old man.
What was that?
You better calm down before I transform into a werewolf.
Guys, is anybody else looking left and beholding the horizon?
If there were any werewolves on board, I wouldn't like that, because I am racist to them. Now, let me turn my head just so.
Ay, Dios mío! The storms of seamen stretch!
It's gonna take a lot more than a little storm to stop me from turning into a freaking werewolf!
Tommy, you gotta get it together. Pull it together right now! Dear Lord! The storm is so windy, it makes Chicago look like it's named the Normal City!
This is all my fault. This is what my hubris hath wrought. I mean, just look at how crazy it is over there, that storm.
What are we gonna do?
We're surrounded by wind on all sides. Listen up, Captain O'Shanahan. I'm not gonna lie. We haven't been totally honest about our identities, but you're the best captain I've ever had. And if we don't put our differences aside and work together, there's no chance we sail through this storm back to Gloucester.
Men, I dragged you out here to show Tom Longo I can still get a ton of fish. Well, I won't stop now until I move my boat. Domingo, will you hoist our sail one last time?
Aye, aye, Cap'n. We'll do it more than one last time, Captain. I got a gal waiting for me back at O'Malley's.
And I have my wife, Maureen. I'm calming down a little, and I'm no longer turning into a wolf now.
With all due respect, sailor, we'll need a wolf's strength to make it through this gale. I'm grasping your shoulder with a fatherly touch, and I accept you now.
Then I'm gonna get as mad as possible.
Tommy, get to the top of the crow's nest and think of every time they changed the actor who played James Bond.
That pisses me off. They look like different guys.
They are different guys.
It's a bunch of horseshit.
I'm back at the wheel, boys. You better hold on tight, because the next stop on this train, well, that's this crazy storm we have to get through.
Hey, Maureen, who I'm seeing for the first time.
Oh, hey, Shailene. Did you see the storm last night? I know we're here the next morning at O'Malley's Bar and Grill and it's over now, but as a fisherman's wife, I was terrified.
We're talking after I stopped in O'Malley's for a famous egg waffle slider. Look who just walked through the front door.
Did somebody say, Pop Pop's home?
Hasimbala! I'm running over to you and I'm hugging you!
And I'm here too.
Ricky, my love!
Don't forget old Loco Domingo! But where's Captain O'Shanahan? Ah, Christ.
Ah, shit. I'm taking my hat off.
Why is everyone solemnly removing their hat? Is it lice? About old Captain O'Shanahan. He didn't make it. No! It's me, Maureen, again.
We all did what we could. But the sea was angry that day, and it flipped our ship all the way upside down, and he flew off 5 football fields away immediately into the mouth of a shark.
That old salty dog. I wish we could have saved him.
Oh, Ricky, that's terrible. Let's get married right away so I can have this experience on a regular basis for the rest of my life.
Babe.
Yeah, if I wasn't in werewolf form, I would have flown off the ship too. But I was just so strong clutching to the mast with my wolf strength.
What was that? I'm unburrowing from Ricky's chest.
I had to turn into a werewolf to make it through the storm. We all did, right, guys? We turned into werewolves?
I know I did, and that's why my shirt is in tatters.
Yeah, that's why all of us have shirts so ripped it looks like we're wearing the ripped shirt collection from JCPenney.
Ricky, you're telling me you're a werewolf?
Great, you couldn't keep your mouth shut, Tommy. You're scaring my sea wife.
Wait a minute. You're the wolves who robbed my Dunkin' Donuts. That's why you're so familiar. You threatened to crunch my bones.
Babe, it's not like that.
That wasn't you?
Oh, it was, but don't make a big deal out of it.
Oh, no. What have I done? I've fallen in love with a werewolf.
Sugar, wait! Woo!
A captain lost. A great love torn asunder. Can this wounded world possibly heal? Find out on the rest of Season 6 of Theater of Delights.